Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
That's the late Otis Redding bringing us back. Watching 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Small Business Advocate. There is no other. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter right there on the homepage. Don't forget to take the poll question, take the poll that we ask a different one every week right there on the right side of the page. And if you want to reach me on your smartphone, we have a mobile site that pops right into your window and shows you all the good stuff right there in front. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joanna Brandy is our guest. She's an almost 16-year original founding member of our Brain Trust, and she's been sharing her wisdom with us for so many years now, and we're the happy beneficiaries of her time and her perspectives. She's the president of Joanna Brandy & Company. She's the author of several books, including 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing World. Thanks again, Joanna, for being here and for all the years. We're talking about gratitude, how to be grateful, and so my question, and you're going to talk to us in a minute about how to be grateful in business, but Joanna, before we do that, if you're grateful for something, it seems to me that there's almost, it almost presumes that there's a source of that thing that you're being grateful for. So, and a source is, it means it's from something or somebody or whatever. Who do we be grateful to? How do we, do we need to know? I mean, should we know? If you do something nice for me, I need to say to you, Joanna, thank you. I'm grateful for this. But what if it's not something, I mean, there are lots of things that we have in our lives. Do we need to be grateful to someone or to something?
Actually, I don't think so. I think we can. I can be grateful to you for giving me the opportunity to get my work out into the world and to have a relationship, a 16-year relationship with you. I can be grateful to you for that. I can be grateful for the cool weather that has just arrived to Florida after a very hot summer. I don't think we have to think about what is the source of that. Now, if we're faith-based, we might say, I wish to be grateful to God for the cool weather that has arrived in Florida. But I think it's okay right. to just be grateful for. It is the vibration of gratitude that begins to permeate our bodies as we think about that. It just changes everything. So as we do you just mentioned before that you'd like to see gratitude as a best practice. So what mm-hmm. might that look like? On a personal level, that means keeping a gratitude journal. That means at night before you go to sleep, as you review your day, saying, what things am I grateful for today? The things that went my way and the things that didn't go my way. What have mm-hmm. I learned from these things? In business, it might mean beginning a meeting by saying, what is everybody grateful for since we've last gotten together? Go around the mm-hmm. table and say, give me one thing. At the end of the meeting, I close almost all my meetings with something I call a circle of appreciation. Let's start going around the room. With the first person, start your sentence with, I appreciate, and make it something about the meeting today. So it might say, mm-hmm. I appreciate the safe emotional environment. I appreciate being able to express my feelings. I appreciate that Joe brought coffee. I appreciate, so you go around the room and do that. As you begin to get a whole team of people feeling that vibration of gratitude, you are not only opening up their hearts, but you're opening up their minds. And there is a physical connection between that heart-opening emotion of gratitude and our ability to be more creative and solve problems quicker.
Well, I like all of that, and the thing that the other thing as an owner, I've said many times on the show that I'm grateful for the challenges and the opportunities and the challenges that I have in my business, and the reason is because since it is my business, all of them belong to me. Whether it's an opportunity that I'm excited about or a challenge that I'm frightened about, if it's helped me to deal with them by recognizing that okay, This opportunity is ugly. It's got big teeth. It's venomous, but it's coming at me, and this belongs to me. And so whatever I turn that into, I get the benefit of it. And so that's something that helps me to deal with these big, ugly, hairy, audacious alligators that are out there.
Well, I think that's because you make the connection with the, growing a business is also personal growth at the deepest level. It forces us to find parts of ourselves that we never knew existed. It's a very challenging and courageous path to own a business, because it really forces us to go inside, to pull out resources we didn't know we have, and to create that sense of resilience and so that we can support a business for as long as you and I have supported businesses. And I will tell you, I'm like you. Business goes up, business goes down, business goes up, business, because small businesses, that the nature of small businesses, unless
That's right.
we structure them to grow into large businesses.
Mm-hmm. And then that brings on
another whole set of challenges.
Issues and talk about finding a way to be grateful, right? At that point, Joanna, it's been great having you here. Thank you for helping us get centered. I feel better already, and it's always a pleasure. And I'm looking forward, if not before, I'm looking forward to celebrating your 16th anniversary with us real soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you so much. And thanks to everybody out there that makes the show a success. I really, really, really appreciate your listening.
Joanna Brandy, give us the website quickly, Joanna.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll find all the things that she does there, and you'll like it, too. Jim Blasingame saying, hang in there with me. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.